Just in case. Plan B. How many of you came knowing that you're going to see the doctor today? Surprise. Guess what? It's heart checkup day. Are you ready for that? How's your heart doing today? You see, because everything starts and ends with the heart. Did you hear that? Everything. I see some head shaking. Some of you are getting it already. That's good. Everything. That includes what? Hello?
Everything.
Thank you.
Everything.
Pay attention. You see, it is a matter of the heart. First Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things that man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the..." Thank you. There it is. The Lord looks at the heart. I'm telling you, ever since Brother Bob asked me about this talk, God has so many times revealed to me how many times we as men and we as the whole world use the word heart. Have you ever paid attention? That's one of the challenges I give on the application, is to pay attention to how many times you hear the word heart and how it's used, different connotations. A couple examples. He's got a soft heart. He's a tender heart. He's got a big heart. If he only had his heart in that body, a good heart, hard-hearted, achy-breaky heart, the list could go on. But keeping with the light-hearted side of things, before we get really serious here, how many of you guys know Paul Martin? Paul's here, I think. Where you at, Paul? Brother Paul, thank you. Brother Paul waxes rather eloquently. He really does. And at his church a few weeks ago, as I understand it, he was waxing eloquently, speaking with a lot of heart, and he does bring it with a lot of heart. But he was speaking about the evils of alcohol and how alcohol causes so many problems. And he was just really pouring it out to his congregation. We ought to take all the beer in Howard County and dump it in the river. We ought to take all the wine in Howard County and dump it in the river. And take all the whiskey in Howard County and dump it in the river. Man, he was bringing it straight from the heart. Song leader got up, getting ready to close it out, and said, "Would everybody please turn to hymn number 365? Shall we gather at the river?" Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. You get my point. Heart. Many ways to look at the heart. I also took Kent Wilson's advice last week. I don't know if you remember, but Kent shared that we should Google. I tried it out. I'm a low-tech kind of guy, very low-tech. I had to ask somebody what the difference was, and you're really going to like this. The difference between a CD and DVD. I thought it was the same thing, Bob. I didn't know. But you can't put DVD stuff on a CD, evidently. Doesn't work. But anyway, I Googled about how many songs there are with the word heart. I ran out of paper, the ink ran out. And I'm not going to waste my time reading all this, but I mean, there's tons of songs out there with the word heart, all different types. So then I looked at sayings or quotes with the word heart. Again, tons, just pages upon pages. Then I looked at the scripture, and there's lots of scripture. And another one of the challenges I gave you is this next week to look up in your concordance all of the heart verses. Must be important. There's sure a lot of people thinking there is. I'll go back to what I said earlier. Everything starts and ends with the heart. Well, two questions. I'm going to pose them now and I'm going to remind you at the end. What has your heart? What has your heart? What does your hope, or what does your heart put its trust and hope in? Is it your job? God bless you. I know a lot of people, I was talking to a couple guys right before I come in, lost their jobs. Is your hope in your benefits? Good luck there. Is your hope in your 401k? Your business, your benefits? I could go on and on. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. I love this scripture. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Everything starts and ends with the heart. You guys, I don't know about you, but I played football for as long as they'd let me, and the knees. And I loved football, and I loved the coaches that would come in and try to get us fired up and talk about our opponent. Well, on November the 14th, 1970, a football team's whole outlook changed. Because on November 14th, 1970, the University of Marshall experienced one of the greatest tragedies in college sports history. There was a plane crash. And everyone that was on that plane, every player, every person, coach, assistant, statistician, 70 people died on that plane crash. There were three guys that didn't make that trip. They stayed back. They had some real heart issues to deal with. I'm going to show a film clip. Now, I'd like for you, before you start it, I got to give a disclaimer. I love this clip. There's a word used in it that I would choose not to use. It's another word for donkey. So please excuse that. And please do not let that distract from the message. And I want you to listen to this message that's given by the coach. Because what he's done, he's brought the guys that are currently on the team to the resting place of six of the guys that were killed in the plane crash. Some of you probably have seen the movie. Another one of the challenges I gave is go rent it if you haven't this next week. But he is talking to him about the matter of the heart. And I love this clip. So again, if you will, think of it in terms spiritually. What is he saying to our spirit with this message? If you would.
For those of you who may not know, this is the final resting place for six members of the 1970 Thundering Herd. The plane crash that took their lives was so severe, so absolute, that their bodies were unable to be identified. So they were buried here, together. Six players, six teammates. Six sons of Marshall. This is our past, gentlemen. This is where we have been. This is how we got here. This is who we are today. I want to talk about our opponent this afternoon. They're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced. And on paper, they're just better. And they know it, too. But I want to tell you something that they don't know. They don't know your heart. I do. I've seen it. You have shown it to me. You have shown this coaching staff, your teammates. You have shown yourselves just exactly who you are in here. When you take that field today, you've got to lay that heart on the line, man. From the soles of your feet, with every ounce of blood you've got in your body, lay it on the line until the final whistle blows. And if you do that, we cannot lose. We may be behind on the scoreboard at the end of the game, but if you play like that, we cannot be defeated. And we came here today to remember. Six young men and 69 others who will not be on the field with you today. But they will be watching. You can bet your ass that they'll be gritting their teeth with every snap of that football. Do you understand me? How you play today, from this moment on, is how you will be remembered. This is your opportunity to rise from the ashes and grab glory. We are. Funeral's in today.
I watched that so many times, and my heart is pounding because I want to do that every day for God, lay it all on the line. That's what He wants from us. Now, we can focus on our circumstances. They could have focused on their circumstances. They could have said, you know what? We're a new team. There's only three of us left over from the old team. How can we get over this brokenness? We don't have any hope. Like the coach said, our opponent's bigger, he's faster, he's stronger, he's more experienced. And on paper, there's no way we can win. But you know what? Just like David, Goliath, he didn't know his heart. Who or what has your heart? See, David was a man after God's own heart. But really all God wanted was his heart. 40 years as a ruler, a warrior, a poet, a writer of the Psalms. He united the people of Israel. He was a courageous man of God. He wasn't perfect, we know that. But he was fully dependent on God. Even through all the loneliness, all the struggles, he was fully dependent. He gave his heart to God every day. And he remains legendary today because of that. The heart is the most vital organ. Everything starts and ends with the heart. It's essential to living. You can't live without your heart. It houses our passion, our enthusiasm, our hopes, our dreams. Wonder why it's so important? Because everything starts and ends with our heart. God wants us, every one of us, to fully rely, to fully trust, to completely give every part, even the dark parts of our heart, to Him. We're looking for happiness for all in all the wrong places. There's a song about that, isn't there, Mark? Looking for love in all the wrong places. It's not the 401ks. It's not your job, your benefits, your security. It's giving your heart. We're focusing on the circumstances when we need to focus on the solution. Giving our hearts completely to God is the solution. How do you want to be remembered, guys? Did you lay it all on the line? Did you give half of it? Did you give all of it? Have you shown God who you are right here in your heart? Don't finish the game thinking, did I give it all? Did I lay it all on the line? Because if you lay it all on the line, you can't lose. you can't lose. I challenge you to put your complete heart with all your trust, all your hopes, all your dreams, all your troubles, all your struggles, completely give it to God. We can't lose. It all starts with the heart. It's a matter of the heart. Man looks at the outward, God looks at our heart. Father God, I thank you today, Lord, for the heart that you give us. Lord, thank you for showing us the way through your servants that have come before us. Lord, I pray now that each man will search their heart and know who you are in their heart. I ask this in Christ's name. Amen.